Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Kate. And how may I assist you? I'm sorry, I have the hiccup. Sorry.
No. I thought that was today up myself, so it's okay. Hello, my name is Joe for Capital One. I'm speaking on a recorded line, and I'm on the other line now with one of our mutual customers. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to see what's going on with this charge on his account from you guys. He initially made a $5 charge on his card, but then he was billed about 5 days later for a larger amount. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to see if we can get you guys can help us resolve that with the other customer.
No problem.
All right, let me get him on the line.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience there, sir. I do appreciate it. I'm joined here with a customer representative from Fast Boost on the line. They're probably going to ask you just a few verifying questions to pull up your account over there with them, okay?
All right.
Hello, sir. My name is Caitlin. Can I have the zip code so I can pull that account up?
27105.
7105. And what was your name?
Richard Archie.
Richard Archie. Okay, it's loading. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have an account up. There's an address showing for a Glen Avenue. Is that right? The shipping address?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, it's loading. It's taking a long time to load. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. Let's see what happened. June 16th. Okay. I see what it is. It's most likely maybe from a survey or something you may have entered. You do have to be careful with those type of things because if you do not read the terms, it could be signing you up for something else, and that is exactly what happened. You got a tactical bag for $574, June 16th. Says it was shipped out on the 17th. It signed you up for a online store, Factory Direct Savings Store, and they're charging you a membership fee each month just for being enrolled. They do give you a gift card you can use each month of $125 only for their store, but that's what happened. It's coming from that bag you ordered. Now, is this something that you were aware of or you're not sure about
that?
No, ma'am.
That is not what was on the website. It
okay.
$5.75, $4 for free shipping, free gift, and $5.74 for shipping.
Mm-hmm.
$5.74 for shipping.
Yes. And see, it does send the gift, but like I said, I have to tell everyone that calls in, read the terms. If you're not able to fully see them or if you're not able to pull the site up alone, give the customer service number a call to make sure you're not being signed up for something else. But I can assist you with that charge you received and cancel this account to prevent any future charges.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And this is from the 21st. So it will take 3 to 5 business days because I'm assuming it may not be pending still. It probably has already come out of the account. So it'll be 3 to 5 business days. You'll be refunded to $67.32. Now the shipping and handling for the bag won't be refunded because you did agree to those and you were aware of that charge. But the $67.32, give it about 3 to 5 business days. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am. I need it. Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
All right. It is C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
260.
260.
696.
696.
145.
145. That's
yes,
C260-696-145.
That is correct.
All right, and I thank you so much for your help, ma'am.
No problem. If you see anything else that's showing up on the bank you may be unfamiliar with on your bank account, give the number next to it a call because sometimes these things are promotional deals also to where you may be signed up for an app or something else you're not aware of. So just be on the lookout for that.
Okay, can I have your customer service number?
I just exited out of it. Yes, you can. 1 second. I'm sorry, I got exited out of it on mistake, so I'm pulling it back up. And you had the tactical bag, so, and we have more than one number, so I have to give you the one associated with the call, basically.
All right, that'll be fine.
Okay, so you can call
855-393-2869. And one more question, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of that company that deducted this money? Because it came up as Debt Friends on my computer.
I have no idea why it does that. I can't really even explain why it has a different name. But it's really an online store called Factory Direct Savings Store. To my knowledge, they say some of the companies have more than one company. So they go based by one name or something to that effect. But honestly, I don't know why the names are different.
Okay, because I did call Bet Friends, and they said they had no idea of what was going on with this account right here.
Right, and probably because it's for a different thing.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for your help, ma'am.
No problem, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a good night, sir.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.